Welcome to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Haywood Regional Medical Center, Hometown Hardware, Smathers & Smathers Attorneys at Law, SignServe, and by Southeastern Sports Medicine. Here's your radio voice of the Bears, Chad Upton, and Pisgah High School head football coach, Brett Chappell.
Good morning and welcome to the Brett Chappell Show. Along with head football coach at Pisgah, Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. As the Black Bears come out of what is their second bye week of the 2018 season, now ready and going into next week, the first round of the playoffs, coming out of all the things that we saw this year in terms of the weather in Eastern North Carolina and so forth, bumping things back a little bit, but gives us another week to get prepared, coach. And you know, we're sitting here at this point still waiting to see who that's going to be, but it won't be too long at this point that we'll know where we are
going. Right. Hopefully sometime this evening we'll get that bracket will come out, and usually when that initial one comes out, it usually changes. So you try not to jump the gun and start making phone calls and getting film and stuff traded until you see that the NCHSAA puts final adjustment on it. And so even when we get that initial one, we try not to get in too big of a hurry. We know it's going to be some adjustments that are going to be made. There may be a record that's turned in wrong or something has happened. There always has been. And I mean, I've seen it go all the way up until the next morning, Sunday morning, and you know, that happening with some adjustments. But you know, just excited. It's kind of like Christmas for us, trying to wait to see what that present's going to be. And you know, we're excited about the position we're in. Kids have done a great job in you know, getting us into this place right here with a chance at possibly that number one seed, and you know, just waiting to see who we may draw in the first round.
How would you rate the way this process goes at this point? Obviously there's been changes over the years. I think back to 2006 when we were sitting there waiting on a draw to make a determination between who would be the first seed, either us or Shelby, and after that coin flip we got that win. Prior to that, when you and I were in high school, I remember it feels like that you weren't sure who you might play the next week in the playoffs, and even if you would be at home or not. How do you feel like that process has gone? Do you think it's as close as we're going to get at this point to being as good as it can be?
You know, I'm going to take you back to when I played. Used to, the first place team in Conference A played the third place team in Conference B. Yeah. So you knew going into that last week of regular season, you had a really good idea about who you were going to face. As a matter of fact, the coaches used to send a JV coach or another assistant to that place that was playing that game mm-hmm. to scout. Mm-hmm. So you had that much of a heads up. So coaches were going and actually scouting the week before playoffs started. And then you got into the situation where they were, you know, involving so many different conferences, and they did the pod seating and, yeah. you know, trying to keep people from having to travel so much. But when they did that, you ran into a lot of conferences having to play each other again. Yeah. And a lot of those games were happening, you know, the last week of the regular season game, they were turning around and playing again
right.
in the first round of the playoffs. So they've got away from the pod seating, and now they've got into the way that they are seating it now. And they're using max preps, you know, they're using your strength of schedule, mm-hmm. those things. And that's what's helping us this year so much. The Greenville game, because they rank so high nationally based off max preps, that is helping us tremendously. The Murphy game, who has not lost since we played. Tuscola, with the wins that they had, you know, accumulated. Mm-hmm. Our conference certainly has helped us. The one thing that they did the last couple of years in that max preps, they kept the scoring differential in there as well. So teams that were scoring a lot of points on other teams, you know, running up the score, you would say, were benefiting because of it. And the state realized that that was happening, so now they have taken that criteria out. So all they're really basing it off of is a win and a loss. It's not so much what that score differential is anymore. And that's what's helped us. If we do get the number one seed later this evening and we're able to trump High Brighton, that will be the biggest reason. Because if it was still on the score differential, you know, you look at what High Brighton has done all this season, you know, a lot of lopsided scores mm-hmm. and a tremendous football team. I don't want to take anything away from them. defending state champions, you know, from last year and obviously undefeated this year. But if we do trump them, it'll be because of our strength of schedule.
When you go back and think about that, and you start looking at the numbers that we've got, obviously the ADM numbers that felt like they were a little bit late coming out. Any surprises there, or have you had a chance to even look at those yet?
You know, the biggest surprises that I have seen have been more so in the 1As and the 4As. And I think you were asking about how we are as far as the seeding process goes. That's probably something we could touch on as well. When they did the realignment this last time, they did what they called a 20-30-30-20 split. Okay, so what that meant was the lowest 20% of the high schools in North Carolina went 1A, and your 2As were a 30% chunk, yeah. Your 3As were a 30% chunk, and your 4As were a 20% chunk, instead of it being 25 all the way across. And in doing so, the brackets for the 1As and the 4As are only so many teams less than what the 2A and 3A bracket is. So essentially, your first place, second place, third place, and fourth place teams that get those seeds have a bye in the first round. Okay, so like Murphy, for example, Murphy will have a bye in the first round of the 1A playoff. Mitchell will have a bye. The thing that is really hurting them this year is they had the open week plus the bye. So you got some of these teams that aren't going to play for three Friday nights. That's a tremendous layoff, you know, getting ready for a playoff game. So I expect that might be adjusted. I think it may come back to the 25% split all the way across so they get those numbers back up. The reason that they had done that was obviously because of the 1A. You had a lot of teams that were having records of 1-2 wins and traveling long distances. So that just didn't make sense money-wise. You had teams that were opting to forfeit that first round instead of going to play because it was costing them money.
Yeah.
And so I think there will continue to be some adjustments with it. But, you know, it is what it is for right now. You know, we're just excited about the opportunity of being at home again for our seniors.
And you talking a little bit about, again, those divisions. And it's been several years now that we've subdivided those divisions, essentially making eight divisions. Do you think that's going to hang on? Or is that going to change, do you think, in the short term?
I think they'll keep it. I think it's been a good situation for the state and the gates,
yeah.
You know, the money that they're able to bring in because of it, because now you're doubling what you would have brought in before. It does, you know, kind of water some things down a little bit. I mean, there's no doubt about that. But, you know, it's exciting to get into the playoffs. It certainly has helped the 1As because there was a big number of discrepancy there. I think when you get up to the 4As, I mean, you got a school that's got 1,600 kids compared to a school that's got 2,200 kids. Not that big of a difference at that level. Really not. But, I mean, when you're talking about these 1As and, you know, your biggest 1A having 600 kids playing against some of your smaller 1As that's got 250, that's a pretty big discrepancy when you're talking about how many kids, boys, per class.
Right.
So I can certainly understand why they have done that, and I think they'll hold on to that part of it.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center, has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it, keeping quality care close to home. We have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, we'll get a chance here in just a few minutes, I think, to talk, especially as you mentioned just a few minutes ago, and we talked about this last week quite a bit about this senior group you have. But I wanted you to go back and talk a little bit about how well you think that this group of underclassmen has performed. Obviously, and we've talked about this, you know, would like to have as much balance as you can between the varsity and the JV and give guys a chance to play and excel at the JV level. But the circumstances were such that a number of your sophomores not only were on the varsity team but have made tremendous impacts. Even as the season's gone on, I remember what we saw with, you know, Hunter's injury and getting Christian up to make a difference. Those guys have really come on strong, and I've watched them, we both have, impress so many people in terms of how quickly they've grown and made impacts as to why we're at 10-1 right now.
Absolutely. I don't think, you know, as you look back on it, you always, at least myself, I always like to look back on it and kind of reflect on how we handled the situation with what sophomores we brought up, what sophomores we kept down. And very rarely do you look back and say, you know, I think I got it exactly right. This is one of those seasons where I look back and I really feel like we did a good job of the ones that we brought up and the ones that we kept down and eight-quartered. I think it kept both teams a really good mixture. Obviously, you had an undefeated JV team, won a conference championship, obviously, you know, won your county as well. And then you had the varsity team that, you know, was 10-1, won the county and won the conference as well. I just think that we hit it just right on that one. And very rarely do you, you know, you're going to look back and you say, you know, maybe I'd have wished I'd have done that or that or this. But just thought that we probably did that one just about as good as we could have. Certainly it was a great season for both programs. Certainly very proud of where we're at as a whole. And that's the way we've always looked at it since I've been here. And I think that that was very evident this season.
Have you seen any sort of ebb and flow sort of situations with this team? It feels to me like we've been able to, you know, get up there pretty well and stay there. We haven't had the peaks and valleys maybe that, you know, we've seen in the past.
I think that's probably one of the key things that I have seen from, especially this varsity team this season. You know, I feel like we have gotten better as we have gone along, but I didn't feel like that we have just, you know, hit it and kind of topped out right. Or bottomed out. I think you're right. I think we've kind of stayed right there in the middle. I mean, you can go back to each game and look at, you know, certain situations and how our kids handled that situation. And we've been down at halftime. We've been down, you know, we've been tied at halftime. You know, we've been close games going into the fourth quarter. Certainly as we go into the playoffs, this team has been tested. This team has, you know, come through that. I'm certainly hope that experience that they have gained through this season will help us as we move into the playoffs.
Do you think about anything any differently with this second bye week and kind of getting everybody healthy and then ramping them back up as we go into next week?
You know, I think for us it has been a really good week. It's been a good week to kind of catch our breath a little bit. We had a few nagging injuries, you know, dinks and stuff like that. But it's been really good, you know, to have that break and maybe not that have to be so serious, right. You know, and grind on them. It was nice to be able to do some things a little bit different this week. But I can tell you this, come Monday, we'll be ready to go. It'll be time to get after it, and, you know, we'll have a team to prepare for. You know, excited about getting back in that groove again and start grinding a little bit.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Your Paint and Stain headquarters in Haywood County is Hometown Hardware. All three locations sell premium Valspar and PPG paints and Cabot stains, offering the proper finishes for every surface, inside and out, plus expert color matching. Hometown Hardware has all the tools and supplies for your projects, too, from ladders and drop cloths to brushes. And ask about Goo Gone Pro Power Gel to remove caulk, silicone, grease, tar, varnish, and more. Hometown Hardware in Bethel, Canton, and Waynesville, your big box alternative.
The first county hospital in North Carolina, Haywood Regional Medical Center has tended to all medical needs with the same compassion since 1927. With Joint Commission and Chest Pain Accredited Hospital, an outpatient care center, urgent care clinics, and hospice care facility, our campus provides a safe space for everyone who needs it. Keeping quality care close to home, we have 13 physician practices, including family medicine, interventional cardiology, internal medicine, OBGYN, urology, surgical specialist and orthopedics, and in-network with all insurances. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, obviously an unusual situation this week with your JV. I don't know that a JV team at Pisgah has ever played as late as they had this week. Obviously taking on Tuscola and finishing out the game that we had the lightning delay back in September. But your JV program went out there, played excellent again, and able to get another win this time over Tuscola. And again, you were talking about earlier about how strong this JV program has been. But that's an exciting thing for that group too.
Absolutely. You know, to play on Monday or to play on Thursday night, you know, against Brevard, you know, with the conference championship sitting there, you know, being played for because they only had the one loss. The week before they had played, our JVs had played Franklin, same situation. You know, those guys had one loss. So, I mean, these guys have had to play at a high level, especially the last 3 weeks. So you had Franklin to get through, then you had the Brevard to get through, and then you turn around with no prep time, you know, no practice time, and to play on a Monday night. I thought our kids did an outstanding job of staying focused. We never looked past one game. They took care of what was sitting right in front of them, and that was something that I think comes back to the coaching as well. I thought our coaches prepared them well, you know, but we did not look past what that game was right in front of us, and I think that showed on Monday night as well. I think our kids Came right out of the gate. You know, we started the game back where we had finished it, and we were inside the five-yard line. Got in and scored, got a two-point conversion, kicked off. They had a pretty good return. They drove down, hit a long pass, got their touchdown, missed their two-point conversion. And from then on, our defense pretty much handled it, and offense were able to put some more points on the board as well. I know Levi Cagle had a great kickoff return right after Tuscola had scored. So the momentum, even though Tuscola had grabbed it for 30 seconds or whatever, Levi just took it right back out of them, and just felt like we kept it the rest of the ballgame.
How do you look to evaluate those kids in terms of making decisions about who you want to bring with you on this playoff run?
You know, we had taken a look at some kids that obviously that we had eight quartered throughout the season. We had also looked at, you know, some situations where we thought some kids could come up and get some more experience, some more practice time. And some of these kids had a chance to come up and be on special teams or actually go in and play some. And, you know, we invited some to come up. We had some that came up, and we had some that chose not to. And, you know, those were decisions that I let them make. Certainly I thought it was a great opportunity for them.
Sure.
And would have loved to have had all of them up, but all of the ones that we invited, all of them didn't come up. You know, and that was a decision that they made and wanted to move on from there. But we'll pick those guys back up in the spring in January when we start lifting again. But, again, just excited of what we accomplished. I can tell you this, when we started the season, you know, you always try to guess about where you think your teams can be at. Certainly we did not think that we would have been undefeated with a conference and a county championship. I thought we had the makings of a good team. You know, felt like we could be over 500, but certainly they exceeded my expectations. And I think that comes back to some really good leadership, but it also comes back to some really good coaching and getting those kids ready as well. And you got to have a good mixture of all those things. We had a lot of freshmen that played for us this year, which I think that put a lot of question mark, at least in my mind, because we hadn't seen those kids play before. You know, we're getting them from the middle school. We didn't have a chance to have our hands on them that much until the summer. So with having that much, I want to say, inexperience, you know, on the JV level, just wasn't sure how they would play. But, buddy, they stepped up to the plate, and I felt like that JV group got better each week, come a long ways from where we were at in week one. And, again, just proud of where those guys finished.
With your JVs, how quickly and how important is it to build those relationships between the Canton kids and the Bethel kids for the first time?
You know, we do a camp there at the end of May, you know, where we do a lifting camp, and I'm able to bring both groups together. And from that moment on, we try to make sure that they intermingle, that they're together. They understand really quick that, you know, we're on the high school team for Pisgah. You know, we're no longer the middle schools. Now, I will say this. It's always good when those teams play, when Bethel and Canton play, you know, during the season. You always hear that chatter in the locker room, and they're pulling for their school, and they should. You know, certainly excited about that. But I have never seen any issues where it's come up where I felt like it's been a distraction at all. You know, it's two unique communities coming together. It also gives the affordability for these kids to play a lot, you know, because they're not sitting behind somebody from another school. So you're getting a lot of experience coming out of both schools, and certainly we're blessed to have that.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Are you planning a special event, opening a new business, or updating your current sign? Call SignServe to renew your business image. SignServe offers the highest quality of custom-made signs, from banners, vinyl signs, vehicle lettering, and more. SignServe experienced staff is more than happy to help find the best product and work with you from start to finish. Call SignServe at 828-755-6743. SignServe backs the Bears.
Haywood Regional Medical Center is committed to providing the highest quality care possible, all conveniently close to home and in-network with all insurances. As a part of Duke LifePoint Healthcare, Haywood Regional Medical Center is supported by Duke University Health System's world-renowned leadership in clinical excellence and quality care, and LifePoint Health's extensive resources, knowledge, and experience in operating community hospitals. Visit myhaywoodregional.com to learn more.
Coach, I did want to go back and hit on and talk about this group of seniors that you got. It's not just the kids. It's, you know, the solid group of families, and they have been right there with you and have bought into what it is that you guys are doing right now. And that certainly has made a huge impact on why we're where we are right now.
Absolutely.
I think too.
Absolutely. You know, I had spoke about this. I've spoke about it throughout the season, but I spoke about it early in the preseason as well. This was a group we were really looking forward to. you know, working with. Obviously, not only with the kids, but with the parents as well. It was just a really good group. Always has been as we've watched them come through as freshmen all the way through. It's a very hands-on group of parents that want to be involved and to help. And, you know, it's like any family. You know, you're always going to have disagreements and things like that. But when you're all working towards the same goal, it certainly makes it, you know, much more attainable. Feels like we can get those, you know, get some things done, and it's been a really good year for that. Now, you know, you have to mix in, you know, everything else going on from all of the distractions that can come into play and all of those things. But families, you know, the ones that I have had dealings with certainly have been really good, and I appreciate that. You know, to have that support coming at home is important to us. And, you know, we want our parents to feel like their kids are getting taken care of, you know, here with us as well. And I think, it goes both ways. And certainly just excited. You know, we mentioned it before as well. Time's slipping away from us. You know, we're going to blink, and this season's going to be over with. And we're just trying to enjoy as much as we can with these kids for as long as we can. And we'll ride this bus as long as we can go with them.
How proud of you are you with this coaching staff? Some new and some change a little bit, you know, reforming some things, but it seems to, you know, to me from the outside looking in, that the chemistry is really, really solid amongst your guys.
I'll tell you this. When I left East Henderson, I had a really good coaching staff that was with me there that had been with me for a long time. And I think longevity, you know, when you have coaching staffs together for a long period of time, you start seeing a lot of success because they figure out how each person works and what everything's expected of it. And, you know, we have some new fresh faces that had come in to help us this year. But this has been the best staff that I've had since I've been here. Without a doubt. I feel like this staff is as strong as the ones that I had at East. You know, the camaraderie amongst the coaches, and I think our coaches have gotten better.
Yeah.
You know, that's the one thing that I've always done in the staffs that I've had. I'm never one that's going to, you know, overstep somebody unless it's something that just needs to be taken care of, you know, on the spot. I want our coaches to coach their kids. I want them to get the kids better, but I want them to become better coaches as well. And I have seen growth in our staff this season because of that. And I'm excited about where our staff is. We've got that good mixture that I always like to talk about. You've got the older coach. You've got the younger, energetic coach. You've got the one that's the bad cop. You've got the one that's – you've got to have a mixture, because not all of the kids will take to just one coaching personality, okay? They won't all take to me. And you've got to be able to have those different personalities on your coaching staff, because each one of our kids are going to relate to one of these, you know, coaches that are out there. And if that's all we need to help get a kid motivated, then that's a plus for us. You know, I don't want a whole coaching staff full of Coach Chappells. I mean, it doesn't work that way. But I'm certainly very pleased with our staff, excited about the future, you know, as we move forward. But we certainly want to hang on to this bunch as long as we can.
When you – and we talked about this some, you know, last week. We always seem to do a really good job of being able to make those adjustments going into the second half. And my contention was in the broadcast last week that you kind of have an idea before you go even into the locker room what you're going to do. How much of the conversation at halftime is about what we do, or do you already know and you're just putting it in with the kids?
I tell you, it's a little bit different, and I can, you know, try to take some of the people, the listeners, you know, today as we're listening, kind of take you into the locker room with us. So when we go into the locker room, I'm one of the first ones that come in and speaks, and I get everybody kind of gathered together, go over what's happened in the first half. This also allows our defensive staff to get together, and they're making adjustments while I'm talking, getting everything together about how they want to present it to the kids. Offensive staff is doing the same thing. So I kind of just get everybody together, gathered in there, look back over what we've done so far in the first half, get everybody kind of settled in off their feet so they can kind of catch their breath a little bit. Then that gives those other coaches time to get their stuff ready.
Right.
Then your defense, we usually go defense, and our defensive coaches come in. You know, they're making adjustments based off of what we've seen. Then our offensive coaches, and I jump in with them, and we'll go through the stuff that we're going to do as well. And Coach Warren and Coach Gibson do an outstanding job there with them. And, of course, the line coaches, Coach Morgan and Coach Mathis, they jump in as well, and we get everything kind of straightened out. And then I will come back to the kids as a whole, kind of get them rallied back up, talk about what we've got to do in the second half, you know, emphasize how important that first drive is once we get it in the third quarter. You know, and I don't know how many people have realized the third quarter has been one that we have scored the majority of our points. You know, we've been able to come out of halftime and put some points on the board. We were last week against Brevard as well, got another 7 points, even though it was on the defensive side, which was great. You know, we were able to get points in that third quarter and keep them scoreless. But that's kind of how the halftimes go for us. You know, sometimes we've got kids that are injured that we're trying to tend to at the same time. Miss Olivia's working with them, and it can be a little bit chaotic. But I think probably the biggest thing for us is once we come in them doors, getting everybody settled down, going back through, like I said, what we've done before, you know, before we came in the doors, or if we're still on the field and we've had to stay out, and then getting everybody together, you know, as far as your coaching staffs and getting those plans together and then moving forward with it. But our guys have done a phenomenal job, and the iPads have helped tremendously. Yeah. You know, they're able to look at some things, see how teams, you know, we've played are adjusting, and see what kind of things that we need to do as well.
When you're not in the room, your coaches are not in the room, who is it that you count on to lead that group of kids?
I tell you, we've got different kids, you know, that kind of have roles when it comes to that. You know, obviously you've got your seniors. You know, first of all, I'll talk to you about the seniors. Yeah. You'll hear some underclassmen every once in a while will chime in as well. But you've got those ones that, you know, I let the kids select their captains, you know, before we finish and go into the summer. You know, we've come through the hard off season. I let them select their captains based off of the work ethic that each one of the kids have seen our guys do, and they selected. I mean, we've got 7 guys. You know, we send 4 out and we keep 3 right back. You know, they selected 7 guys, so you'll hear those 7 guys' voices a lot. And it's nothing more than just getting them. If they feel like somebody's kind of getting a little loose and talking a little bit more than they need to, they'll fix it. You know, that's just signs of good character, good leadership, and certainly we've got a good bunch that's doing that right now.
Back with more in a moment. It's the Brett Chappell Show on WPTL.
Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law, are proud sponsors of the Pisgah Black Bears. Pat and Zeb Smathers offer full legal services, including civil litigation, personal injury, domestic and criminal representation, as well as wills, estate planning, and real estate. Serving you from 118 Main Street in downtown Canton. Smathers & Smathers, attorneys at law. Call 648-8240.
As a community, some of the best times happen when we come together under Friday Night Lights. But it's not just about the game. It's about watching our kids play their hearts out. Pardee UNC Healthcare and Southeastern Sports Medicine and Orthopedics support student athletes in the training room and on the field by providing medical services to 19 schools throughout the region. We are honored to be entrusted with the health and wellness of those who mean the most to your heart. To learn more, visit PardeeHospital.org.
Coach, final segment this morning before we hit it for real again next week, and game time, of course, at 7:30 at home. But you know, that final question, I guess, for you, when you take a look at this field, and by all accounts, it seems to me that there's a good bit of talent in this 2AA field that we're going to be facing. Obviously, South Point is there, Shelby is going to be there, High Brighton's very good. You know, of course, throw us in the mix, obviously, but some very, very good teams, and some teams that, you know, like I said, Shelby and South Point, that have some losses that might be a little deeper in that field, are going to be very dangerous for some people. And of course, Franklin's going to be right there too. So, got our work cut out for us.
It is a tough bracket, to say the least. I mean, you mentioned it. I can tell you, of those, South Point, Shelby, and High Brighton, those are 3 teams that have won the state championships the last 3 years, and they're all in the same bracket. And Shelby and South Point have a couple of losses, which you mentioned is going to kick them higher in the bracket. So you've got a chance to possibly see them as early as the second round. You've got, obviously, us in the mix. Yeah. You've got Bandy's in the mix. And I don't know if many people have kept up. Bandy's used to be somebody that Pisgah played quite a bit. Hit a slump a little bit. Tom Eanes has taken that program over. That is the coach that coached at Patton High School that we played two years ago.
Right.
He's moved down to Bandy's. They're a conference champion out of that league down there. North Lincoln is another one. Nick Basil, who used to be at Newton Conover that won state championships there, has come out of retirement. He's taken over North Lincoln. So we've got some really good teams in our brackets. But again, you've got to play against good teams and win to advance. We're happy about being at home. We'll see who we draw in the first round. That's the first game we're concerned with, and we'll move on to the next one after that.
Next week, again, 6:30, our airtime at home, 7 o'clock game call, and then we'll be right back here next Saturday morning for the Brett Chappell Show. For head coach Brett Chappell, this is Chad Upton. Until next week, so long, everybody.
You've been listening to the Brett Chappell Show, brought to you this morning by Southeastern Sports Medicine, Smathers & Smathers, Attorneys at Law, SignServe, Hometown Hardware, and by Haywood Regional Medical Center. Join us again next Saturday here on 101.7 FM and 920 AM WPTL.